All right, nice to have you back with us. The Giants have won 16 of 21. How about this? 15 of 18 on the road. They're 46 and 22 against the West with eight more to go. Bill, what do you think? What an afternoon of getting ready for a baseball game, huh?
Every day, Marty. That's what's great about it. You look at the time all day, wait for the clock, and you wait for the pregame show, and boom, you're back on. And it's just been exciting. It seems like every game, I hate to say, is like the seventh game of a World Series, because you're wondering how they're going to win this game and how are they going to pitch. And all the questions come because each game is so important now.
Well, this left-handed lineup, and I said it last week when we chatted about it, this left-handed lineup just kills this right-handed pitching. And they're seeing a ton of right-handed pitching. And in the playoffs, I think they're going to see more righties than lefties. I guess that's the way baseball works anyway. But this left-handed lineup, LaStella, I'm looking tonight, Belt, mm-hmm. Wade, Crawford, Dickerson's in the lineup, Duggar tonight. They just kill right-handed pitching.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and he kept that same lineup in there for a while. Today is the first time he changed it up a little bit with Flores, Dickerson, and Duggar starting. But as you were talking this whole show, the veterans' leadership is just coming through so well. And some of the things you're just seeing is different players, different roles, different places in the batting order, and they just keep coming up and doing the same thing they've been doing ever since they left spring training. But, Marty, I want to throw something to you, and I want to congratulate you, because yesterday you got inducted into the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame officially, and you had your family, and, of course, Raf, congratulations to him. How was that ceremony? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I appreciate it. It was fabulous. It was one of the greatest days I've had in this career, for sure, and just in general. The story and, you know, going into the Radio Hall of Fame and being elected as a sportscaster, you know, I was up against Brian Murphy and Tom Tolbert, Tim Roy and Sam Skinner, and I had no idea that I could possibly win this. But what it is, Bill, it's a validation. I didn't come up through the radio world. And I haven't been in radio for 50 years, and I had a 25-year career as a criminal defense lawyer. I've always wanted validation, and getting three World Series rings was mm-hmm. validation for me, that they thought enough of what I did with the fan base and just with the shows to merit that. But, you know, in the early days, I didn't know what I was doing. I'd go in the clubhouse, and one time I sat in Lee Smith's chair. and interviewed the guy next to him. Lee Smith came out and just tore me up and down.
Of course.
And I didn't know any better. So really what this is a validation of the career. But in the early days, there's people like Joe Salvatore and John Miller, Hank Greenwald, Ken Korak, Bill King, mm-hmm. Leonard Coppett, Bill Rigney. And just people like that who accepted me and appreciated what I did. And Larry Bear brought me over with Lee Hammer to KMBR, and my world changed at that point. So for the kids to see it, to be there, and to make a speech, and Ken Korak presented me to the audience. And there were about nine other categories of veteran radio people who spent their whole lives going back and forth and program directors and ratings and this and that. And for me, I get the show and I sell the advertising and produce the show. And Raf and I have done this together for 16 years. And it was just a nice moment for everybody in the family to see it. And I appreciate it. And you've been a big help, too. The theme of everything yesterday was, I can't do this alone. And I've never done it alone, but it's you, it's Adam, it's Kerry, it's Patrick, it's Michael Urban when I first came over to KMBR.
Right.
You name it, you guys have been part of Greg Papa, Gary Radnich. I wouldn't have had the World Series rings, but for Gary Radnich screaming about it on the air, that if Rennell got a ring, how come Marty Lurie doesn't have a ring? He's on for 5 hours every night. So I didn't do it alone, and I think I appreciate the chance to say this. I didn't do it alone, and it was validation that I needed because I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. All I knew was I loved baseball, and the show wasn't about me. It was about the story, and that was it. And the skills of being a lawyer transferred. When I first started KECG, little KECG had 5 watts in El Cerrito. And I always say, you know, I could have gone outside and yelled for, you know, further than the station went. And I was going to be ESPN Radio. And it was a teaching station, part of El Cerrito High School, where Evan was going to school. And I wanted to get calls. So at 10:30, I asked my friends, the Superior Court judges in San Francisco, to call in on their recess so I'd have somebody to talk to. And Ed Stern and Tim Reardon, David Garcia would do that, and Michael Gaines, and I don't know. It's been a wild career.
Well, what's been good about it, Marty? If you worked with the Oakland A's, you worked on that side of the bay, and of course you jumped over here to the Giants, and the one guy that's been on your right hip is Rafael Correa. And I tell you what, to bring him there and to show him how much you enjoy him and how much you respect for him and how much work he does is I've been working with him for the last couple of years, and he is one of the best producers at KMBR. And to show him that love, Marty, that goes well far with Rafael. And I think that's just super that both you guys were there. And you showed that love to all your family, your fans, and, of course, all the people that listened to Talking Baseball for so many years.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it for so many years. And I'm so thankful you're doing the postgame show because, you know, there were 16-hour days and, you know, 3-4 hours of that post game in 2010, I was on for 5 hours. They want me to do the show all night to go to Murph and Mac. And the kid stepped in and said, we don't think it's good for Dad. But, they, you know, Lee Hammer and Larry Bear said, yes, do the show all night.
Yeah, sure. You know, let them go to sleep.
Really, it was that. And I thought about doing it, but it was that crazy. So it's been amazing. But the support of the fans and Raf, you know, look, Tim Jordan in the early days was the producer, and I learned a lot from him. But Raf and Tim always said, look, the station could be on fire, but you'll never know it. Mm-hmm. And that's what everything I do is remote. The best moment of my day is when the connection happens so that I know that I'm talking to the station.
Right.
Until then, I'm in trouble because if anything goes wrong, I can't fix it. So having Raf at the studio to handle all the things that come up on live radio has been a godsend. And we've been together 16 years, and he's right. Part of the family.
Oh, it just works so smoothly. And, you know, Raf and you and myself and Kerry, we just had a great run this year, too, of a new kind of pregame with three of us joining you. But at the same time, it's just been, you know, good baseball. And we talk about this team that's won 100 games. None of us predicted that, Marty. It's the same thing with your run. Nobody predicted how many years you were going to do radio. And it just shows the support and shows the love of the game by you and the historian that you bring out. That's the stuff that just blows me away time and time again. And I've followed baseball when I was a little kid, but nothing like what you and Bruce bring up and some of the names that I go, that's not a real baseball name. No way. And sure enough, there's a stat to back it up. But congratulations again. And I think all the viewers have the same thing. The listeners out there probably see the same thing.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm glad we have a chance. And I'm hoping that Raf and I can do one of the post games with you before the end of the season.
That'd be great.
Thinking about that. It'd be nice to be able to do that with you. So we'll try to make that happen.
Next week.
At least in some way, shape, or form, we'll try to make that happen.
Sure.
But it was a special day. It really was. I appreciate you so much for coming to bat for me so many times. And you've been a good friend, so I appreciate it.
Well, it's a long relationship, and we've been growing ever since, and that's the good thing about friends, you know. And last year it was a tough year, and you come back strong as hell this year. And I just see you going right through the playoffs with me, my friend, and let's see if we can take this team right through it because I'm sure looking forward to a hell of a playoff run with this club.
Well, I think they're going to win the World Series. I think this is 2010. I said it 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
To me, it's 2010 all over again. And Howard Bryant just said it. It's not the one guy anymore. It's not the Hershiser, Garrett Cole, or
it's true.
You know, that one guy. It's a whole team effort now, and how you get your 27 outs. So
But Marty, the only thing that I'm a little worried about was what's going on with the St. Louis Cardinals. They've won 15 in a row. Come on, in September.
They won 19 out of 20 in 1963. Then they lost 8 out of 10 and ended up losing to the Dodgers. But you don't want to win too many now. You know, well, you don't want to win too many because things do even out. But they're a very solid team.
And yeah, after tomorrow, they got three against Milwaukee and three against the Chicago. And you know what? They could run the table. There's no doubt they could.
Yeah. And you brought it up with David Schoenfield. I thought it was a great interview about the Brewers next weekend against the Dodgers. I think that's going to be the key. And I think the Brewers will see how they approach it. If they give the starters five innings or six innings or three innings and how they set it up, because they will be off for a week. You know, and from the time it's Sunday until Friday, and then in baseball world, that's a long time. All right, we'll take a break. Hopefully, Kerry will be back with us. If not, Katie Wu will join us. But more coming up. Boy, this is a nice Saturday of baseball. I appreciate it. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the Sports Leader.